Farming is being transformed across the United States. Large-scale industrial farming has become the norm, and small family-owned and operated farms are increasingly becoming a thing of the past.
We saw that the rural farms, the small farms, the family farms were disappearing, and the newer generation is not replacing the parents and the grandparents on their farming activity.
Dr. Rigoberto Delgado is executive director of the National Immigrant Farming Initiative. He was recently a panelist at the first annual Border Food Summit held in Rio Rico, Arizona. He says a large number of immigrants and refugees arrive in this country with a deep understanding and appreciation for sustainable farming and food systems. He points out these new residents are in a good position to step in and fill an increased demand for small-scale organic agricultural products.
You see that the immigrant farmers and the refugee farmers are the growing population in the farming sector. So we thought that it would be necessary to put together an initiative to address the needs and provide technical assistance and advocacy for that population of immigrant and refugee and ACLE farmers that come to the states with a dream of doing agriculture the way they were doing in their country of origin.
Agriculture in their country of origin usually means a small-scale operation, one that makes use of natural resources in a sustainable fashion. According to Dr. Delgado, his organization works with a broad range of new citizens to leverage their agricultural knowledge and to help them become productive farmers in many parts of the country.
So you get agronomists, you get vets, you get all kinds of people that have to come or come. In the case of the refugees, they have no choice because they were helping our armed forces abroad. And if they stay home, they risk their life because sometimes they consider them traitors in their own country. So they had to come. In the case of immigrants, they came on their own decision, but still they don't know the rules and the departments of agriculture, and the paperwork is very complicated, so that's where we come in.
The National Immigrant Farming Initiative was established in 2002 and is rooted in the immigrant farmer experience. The nonprofit advocates for immigrant farmers and offers support in navigating the often complicated layers of regulations that characterize the industry.
The average of the American farmer right now is 57 years old. And then if you look at the 75-year-old farmers, they decrease 20%. And then the younger generation, 35 to 40, 45, that decrease 30%. So they're going to disappear. And who's going to replace them if it's not that wave of immigrant farmers, of refugees that are eager to get a piece of land and be part of this country and build prosperity in rural America, you see.
Dr. Delgado says the National Farming Initiative is currently working to establish immigrant farming projects in New Mexico, the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, Florida, and California. And he expects a new NIFI project in Arizona soon. I'm Luis Carrion, Arizona Public Media.